This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I do believe we've won the trade war. I do believe that upbeat President Trump said Monday, today, a U.S.-China trade deal is in the offing. The two sides will begin serious negotiations again soon. If you were with me in hour number one, I'm one of the few guys in America who understood it. As a matter of fact, we had a money show here in Vegas. 10,000 people showed up. I was the one of the opening speakers. And the night before the show began, there was a dinner for all the fancy schmancy speakers at the money show. And it was some of the most brilliant economists in America. I mean, all the biggest names you'd ever want to see. And I was sitting at the head table, and Stephen Moore, who's one of President Trump's chief economic advisors, along with Larry Kudlow, and who's been one of the more important ones involved in trade policy, gave a speech in front of all these fancy business people. Most of them were hedge fund billionaires, or certainly $100 million and up men. And he gave a speech as to why Trump would win the trade war, and then then a bunch of people disagreed. Everybody in the room disagreed, especially the guy sitting next to me, Peter Schiff. Peter Schiff is a brilliant guy, but I just totally disagree with him about everything about Trump. He just hates Trump. Can't stand Trump. It's an ego thing with him. You know, he wants to be president. He just thinks it's ridiculous that Trump is president. And he just can't stand anything he does. And he won't give Trump credit, just like the media, for anything he does. He's done so many great things, he won't give him credit. So he gave a speech how it's going to be a disaster, going to lose the trade war. And then Stephen Moore, who's, you know, as important as any economist in America, the most important economist the President of the United States other than Larry Kudlow, and he looks at the audience and says, Wayne Root, what do you think? And I stood up in front of all those fancy schmancy economists, almost all of whom have degrees from Harvard Business School, and I said, look, I'm just a little son of a butcher, SOB. Crowd laughed. And I said, I don't know the fancy stuff you guys know. And I didn't go to Harvard Business School. I did go to an Ivy League school. I went to Columbia, but only undergrad. I was a political science major. I didn't take any courses in business or finance or accounting or stocks or anything. So I'm just not like you guys. I'm just a small businessman. But my gut instinct tells me, just like my grandfather before me, who was a small business owner, a butcher store owner, that the customer is king. The customer is number one. The customer can never lose. If the customer does lose, refer back to number one. The customer is going to win. You got to make them win because your whole business depends on your customer. And they all got this shocked look like, what is he talking about? The United States is China's biggest customer. And if you put it in terms of a small businessman and a customer, you don't, as a small businessman, you can't put a customer out of business, but the customers together collectively could put you out of business. If most of your customers decide to leave you and go to a competitor down the street, you're out of business. It's over. You used to be a rich, important businessman in the community, but it's over. You're out of business. So you got to keep your customers happy. Customers are always right. But you can't put the customer out of business. You could say, screw you. I'm not going to sell you shoes anymore. And the customer would laugh at you. There's 8 other shoe stores within a 5-block radius. They'll just go to another shoe store. So you need the customer, but they don't need you. We are the customer of China. So my little gut instinct from this little son of a butcher who never took an economics course in his life, let alone at Harvard Business School, is that we got him by the shorts. They got no choice. They have to win, lose the trade war to us. We have to win. And they all just looked, they were just in shock. They didn't know what to say. No one in the room knew what to say. I said, you all got better degrees than me, but you don't understand this situation. We buy everything China makes. And they don't buy anything of ours. So we got them by the cojones. And it looks like I'm turning out to be right. I may be one of the few people in all of America who understood that Trump had him where he wanted him. Because the Chinese economy is just dying. And our economy is doing very well. Now, again, I'm kind of in the middle on this one. You know, Kip Herridge will tell you that our economy is doing fantastic, and he expects stocks to go to 35,000. I think he's probably right. They will go to 35,000, the Dow. I have no doubt by the time Trump is through, we're going to have the greatest Dow in history. But I still think we're at a funny moment right now where it could go either way. I think we've done really well for the last 2.5 years, but we... precipice of recession. We're not in recession. I repeat, we are not in recession. But there's still very high taxes. Trump cut corporate taxes dramatically, but he did nothing for the average person's taxes. Thank God they didn't go up. It was up to Democrats and the green energy deal. Taxes would be triple what you're paying now. Under Trump, they not only didn't go up, they went down a point or two. But they're still way too high. And Trump did absolutely nothing about Obamacare. That's not his fault. He tried. He killed the mandate. That was important. And then he tried to kill Obamacare itself, and John McCain came off his deathbed and voted thumbs down and killed it for Trump because John McCain cared more about his own ego and George Soros, his donor, than he did about all the, you know, the millions of people who voted for him who expected him to kill Obamacare. What a terrible human being that guy was in his last days. I mean, that's just terrible. That's an awful thing to do. And still, I never said anything about, you know, hoping he'd die quicker, or hoping he'd die a painful death, like Bill Maher did, involving David Koch, who died over the weekend. I believe it was David Koch, right, who died over the weekend. His brother's Charles Koch. It was the Koch brothers. David died. You know what's interesting is David's one of the handful of people in history that's been a Libertarian vice presidential nominee, along with Wayne Allyn Root. So we have a lot in common. Him and I are two of the only, you know, just do the math. It's, the Libertarian Party's been around since like 1970, maybe 1972, I guess during Nixon's election, re-election in 72. So, you know, every 4 years there's elections. So just figure out, you know, maybe in history of the Libertarian Party, there's 10 guys, 11 guys who've ever been a vice presidential nominee. And I'm one of the 10 in the history of America who's been a Libertarian vice presidential nominee along with David Koch, who just died. And Bill Maher said, I hope his death is painful. I hope he died as painful as you could possibly die. And the audience gave him a standing ovation. Now, that's disgusting. Seriously. That's a horrible, horrible thing to say. Now, I didn't, and by the way, I don't even agree with David Koch on a bunch of things. David Koch turned out to be completely different than me, both as a Libertarian and as a Republican, and as a conservative, and as a businessman. He was, to me, the most important issue in America by far is the border and illegal immigration. And he wants open borders. That's the strangest view I've ever heard. And so I don't even like David Koch. I don't even agree with David Koch. I felt he was a turncoat. But I still think he was a great man. He gave billions of dollars to charity. He was a great man. And I certainly didn't wish him to die. And I certainly didn't wish him to die a painful death. That's disgusting. I don't wish Ruth Bader Ginsburg to die a disgusting death. You people are crazy on the left. You had the nerve to call me bad names on CNN and MSNBC when your liberal people are this disgusting? I didn't wish anything bad to David Koch, even though I disagree with him. And I don't wish anything bad to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, even though I disagreed with her. And I think, forget about disagreeing, I think that Jimmy Carter was the worst president maybe in the history of America and did terrible things to America, did terrible things to my dad, who owned a butcher store in those days. You know, because he destroyed the American economy, that idiot. But I have nothing but positive will, not ill will, positive will towards Jimmy Carter. He seems like a sweet old man. And I don't wish him to die soon, even though he's in his 90s. I hope he lives to his hundreds. And I hope his death is not painful. You know, liberals keep saying that we're bad people, and we are so much nicer than them. And it's all because they look in the mirror, and whatever they see, they blame it on us. That was Saul Alinsky. Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame it on the other guy. So liberals are the nasty ones. Liberals are the conspiracy theorists. They're terrible people. They wish the economy be in recession so they could get rid of Trump. And they wish a painful death for anyone who disagrees with them. These people are crazy. And by the way, as I keep saying, I'm the world's biggest backer of Israel, the IDF. Israeli Defense Fund just thwarted a large-scale Iranian attack on Israel. Large-scale attack by Iranian quads forces that were working out of Syria by multiple killer drones operated by Iranian quads force operatives and Shiite militia targets in Syria. Multiple killer drones. Boy, that's a little scary to hear about. Can you imagine a bunch of drones heading for you and they start shooting missiles? Everybody around them gets killed and they rip up an airport or apartment built complex or a shopping center, kill everybody in it. It's an attack that never happened because the Israelis stopped them. IDF intelligence, Israeli Defense Force intelligence, released surveillance footage of Iranian quads operatives in Syria carrying a killer drone they intended to use for an attack on Israel. So how did they foil the attack? We don't know. They didn't release that. All we know is Israel stopped it. Israel can never take a day off. They're under constant threat by their enemies in the region. And as that was going on, Gaza fired three rockets to Israel, two of which were intercepted by the Iron Dome. So never stop understanding what Israel faces every single day. It's as if, you know, you and I lived in Las Vegas, where I do live, in Las Vegas, and right up the street, you know, maybe like an hour away at State Line. State Line is the border between Nevada and California. Just right up the street, what if there was the enemy? And they were shooting drones into Las Vegas with missiles on them and machine guns on them and high-caliber weapons on them. What if they were shooting just missiles, not just drones, but missiles into Las Vegas? Can you imagine living like that? That's what Israel lives like every day. And that's why I'm sick of presidents saying, I want to be fair, I'm not choosing sides. We finally have one, Trump, who's choosing sides. He's on Israel's side, period. You can't be on any other side. Sponsor of this segment of the show, sponsor of the whole show, Fordham Resources. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from 15 cents a share to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Make your own decision if you want to own the stock. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Go to their website, FordhamResources.com. F-O-R-T-M, FordhamResources.com. Thank you, Fordham, for sponsoring the show. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. It's funny because Democrats were so celebratory over David Koch's death over the weekend. David Koch, one of the biggest conservative donors in the history of the Republican Party. But again, towards the end of his life, he was an open borders guy who hated Donald Trump. There's so many people who hate Trump, it's unbelievable. And yet he won. And yet I think he's going to win by a landslide. But, you know, you do realize everybody who's a socialist, a communist, a Marxist, a progressive hates Trump. Everyone who's a Democrat hates Trump. Everyone who owns a corporation or CEO of a corporation, a big one, hates Trump. All the people who are globalists hate Trump. And all the people that are libertarians hate Trump. And that's David Koch, because libertarians believe in open borders. That's why I left the Libertarian Party. It's bizarre. Can you imagine believing in smaller government and not only lower taxes, but no taxes and no regulations and no government involved in your life in any way, but you want open borders, that all the people in the world who are poor come here, vote you out of office, and create the biggest welfare state the world's ever known? I mean, you're a moron if you're a libertarian. Because if that's your view, you're a moron. You can't be for less government or zero government, less taxes or zero taxes, less regulations or zero taxes, be that extreme that you want nothing, no layer of government, none, and then believe in open borders so all the people come here want welfare, and then they outvote you, and then you get the most government you'll ever get, and the most welfare you'll ever get, and the most government spending you'll ever get. It makes no sense at all. Anyway, the people that were against David Koch and were celebrating, like Bill Maher, hope he dies the most painful death possible, they were just in glee over the death of an old man. And then later in the day, they went in a panic when it was revealed that their hero, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, has got pancreatic cancer again. So they were joyful at David Koch's passing, but man, are they going to lose their minds. Because let me face it, nobody survives pancreatic cancer. You're just a goner. The minute they tell you you've got pancreatic cancer, you know you're going to die. It's just a matter of you're going to die in a year or two or a month or two or a week or two. And, you know, if you're 40 years old and in good health, hopefully you got 3 years left. Most people don't. Remember Michael Landon had pancreatic cancer? He was dead in a matter of weeks. And I know a bunch of people who have had pancreatic cancer. Every one of them was dead. But, it's, you know, they called me, said they had it, and they were dead in a month or two. But this woman's 86, and she's got it for the second time. And she was just treated for lung cancer months ago, which tells me the lung cancer spreads to her pancreas. You don't just wake up with lung cancer and then wind up with pancreatic cancer a few months later, so it's all over her body. So she's done. And I wish her well, and I pray for her, and I hope she has a wonderful recovery. I hope she has it. God bless her. Let her be the only one in the world who recovers from something as terrible as this. And let her recover in retirement. Let her have a nice retirement. Finally, enjoy life. Get off the Supreme Court and enjoy life. But the one thing you can't do is keep going to the United States Supreme Court. Right? You can't do that. You can't go every day to work at the Supreme Court and study and research and make rulings that change the future of America when you're sick with multiple forms of cancer, including one that's horrible. They put some sort of pancreatic stent in their body, and experts say that's automatically a sign you're just dead. They're preparing for the end of your life. All right. Speaking of crazy liberals on the left who celebrated the death of David Koch, how about the psychiatrist on CNN who said Trump may be responsible for millions of more deaths than Hitler, Stalin, and Mao Zedong? This was on CNN's Reliable Sources. Psychiatrist Dr. Alan Francis. I've known thousands of patients, almost all of them well-behaved, well-mannered, good people. Trump's none of these. Lumping the mentally ill with him is a terrible insult. They have enough problems, enough stigma. Calling Trump crazy hides the fact we're crazy for having elected him, and even crazier for allowing his crazy policies to persist. Trump is as destructive a person in this century as Hitler, Stalin, and Mao were in the last century. He may be responsible for many more deaths than they were. They were responsible for like 55 million deaths, you madman. You crazy conspiracy nutcase. Wow. Democrat Party, liberals, CNN, MSNBC, liberal mainstream media. Sick in the head. Sponsor of this segment of the show, if you're a Trump fan, that's why you're listening to the show. You know these people are crazy. Head to the Trump Doral Hotel October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. We're going to have a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. It's all at the AmFest 19 conference. Headline speakers, Wade Allyn, yours truly, Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Go to AmericanPriority.com. AmericanPriority.com. October 10th and 12th, Trump Doral, sexy Miami. See you there.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the conclusion of the G7 summit in France,
President Trump says he believes China really wants to strike a new trade deal with the United States.
They want to make a deal very badly. I think that was elevated last night, very late in the night.
The president and first lady are expected to arrive at the White House sometime just after 8:30 Eastern Time Monday. Oklahoma prosecutors are reacting to a judge's ruling that Johnson & Johnson must pay $572 million to the state for marketing opioids.
Johnson & Johnson, motivated by greed and avarice, is responsible for the opioid epidemic in our state.
Attorney General Mike Hunter says Johnson & Johnson will finally be held accountable for thousands of deaths caused by downplaying the side effects of opioids. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 270 points. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne Allen. and roots, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. The show is called Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, because no other show like it on TV. 3 hours a day of ranting and reacting without any notes, without any teleprompter, without any script. Pretty amazing stuff, and pretty exciting stuff, and pretty interesting stuff. And it's funny, because I'll talk thousands of hours a year on TV and radio, and I ask all kinds of questions about every issue that pops on my screen. That's the biggest news story of the day, and they call that being a conspiracy theorist. Can you imagine how stupid that is? Even though all my theories turn out to be right, 99% of theirs turn out to be fraud. The sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, is My Doctor Suggests. If you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, which almost everybody does, my good friends at My Doctor Suggests have something that I know will really be helpful for you. My Doctor Suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. They've been great for my voice, never missed a minute in 3.5 years on the air, never had a cold in 3.5 years, no brain fog anymore because I drink their silver solution. It kills brain fog. It's amazing. And no more leaky gut when I eat. I don't get sick afterwards. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. I don't get fatigue afterwards. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Thanks for sponsoring the show. Phone number. You can only get their products by calling this number or going to their website. They don't sell them in stores. 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com/root. MyDoctorSuggests.com/root. Promo code root. Save 20% off. 866-660-9868. So 9868. We got a guest on. If you think I drive them crazy, this woman drives them absolutely batty, and I'm sure they think she's loony. Laura Loomer is loony, and yet she's on the money like I am. She's done some of the most... I had this conversation with her the other day. She's done some of the most wild and interesting stunts of anyone in political history, and she gets no coverage because that's how bad the mainstream liberal media is. They're horrible. And so anything a liberal does gets covered up if they do something wrong. Anything a conservative does that's good gets covered up. Anything a conservative does that's even mildly questionable, they turn it into, like, murder charges for jaywalking. And this is how society goes on and on. Everything we do gets covered up if it's good. Everything we do, if it's bad, gets made the number one news story in America, or at least if they think it's bad. And if we ask good questions, we are conspiracy theorists. In any case, Laura Loomer is a Jewish conservative investigative journalist. Her website's lauraloomer.us, lauraloomer.us, and she's now running for United States Congress. That website, lauraloomerforcongress.com. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Wayne. I am very excited to be on your show. You had quite a week with the president last week.
I did. It was a crazy week, and welcome to my world. It was President Trump's world that I was greeted, you know, that I was introduced to. And this is not the first time it's happened to me, but it's the worst it's ever been. President Trump does a 90-minute speech. Everyone gives him a standing ovation, and they go home going, greatest thing I've ever attended. And they drive 8 hours home. They drove in from far away, and the whole family was entertained. They say, greatest day of our lives. We love President Trump. They get home, and there's a headline in the news. They took one sentence of what Trump says, and it's the biggest, most controversial crisis in America today. He's a racist. He's the most horrible guy. They never even heard the sentence. It was one little sentence out of a 90-minute speech, and they make it out to be the biggest news story in America. That's what they did to me last week based on a stupid response. And I don't mean stupid that I did anything stupid. I meant a little response on national TV to some guy's, a caller's question. And I responded, and that became the biggest news story in America. It's absurd what they do to conservatives, and it's amazing how they cover up for liberals, and I know you've experienced the exact same thing.
Yeah, I have, but I just want to let you know that I stand by you and what you have said about President Trump being the best president for the Jewish people and for the state of Israel. And, you know, I myself, as a conservative Jew who supports President Trump, has received a lot of backlash like you have for being a conservative, and I've experienced firsthand the treatment of both the fake news, liberal mainstream media, as well as the punishment of the big tech social media companies, which are all run by far less communists anyway, right? So this is what we're dealing with. You and I both are victims of social media censorship and media bias. But, you know, now more than ever, conservative Americans need to fight back. And we're seeing really disturbing things in our country right now, like rising levels of anti-Semitism. Republicans are being silenced by big tech social media corporations like Google, Facebook, Twitter, and Apple. And it doesn't seem like much is being done about it. And I'm currently the most banned woman in America, and I have been shut down on every platform. And, you know, here I am. I had millions of followers before being banned. I know all the mainstream media hosts. I know politicians, and I couldn't get any help, Wayne. I mean, it was out of control. And I started thinking to myself, what does the average American do if this happens to them? And it's happening to many conservatives. And I said, you know what? I'm going to call my representative. So I called Lois Frankel, who's my representative. She's a Democrat, a left-wing Jew, in District 21 in Florida. And she wouldn't help me. She didn't do anything. And
well,
I realized,
that.
You know what? I got to run for Congress. I got to run for Congress so that what has happened to me doesn't happen to any other American, because it is unacceptable, it is un-American, and it must be stopped. And
right,
so I'm running in Florida's District 21, and I'm going to win. And you can be a part of my campaign today. Anybody who's listening can go to lauraloomerforcongress.com. I'm very excited. And we're going to flip the district. We're going to flip the district red, and I'll be President Donald Trump's congresswoman, because it's the home of Mar-a-Lago, the winter White House, and it's going to be, I predict, the most watched congressional race in the country.
All right, so let me ask you a couple questions. Let me be the tough questioner. First of all, are you running in a Republican primary? Are there other Republicans planning to run for that district?
Yeah, there are several other Republicans, but you know, you in order to flip a Democrat district, and this is a D+9 district, it's winnable. You have to have name recognition. You need to be able to raise an army. You need to be able to raise money. And you need to be able to raise awareness. None of the other candidates can do that. They're nice people, right? But being nice isn't just going to make you win an election, right? I had millions of followers before being banned. I have international name recognition. I have the ability to raise money. My fundraising is going very well so far. I have a grassroots army from across the country. You know, it's a local race. Of course, it's a congressional race, but I have supporters from all over the country, right? All over the country, all over the world. Of course, you can only donate if you're a United States citizen, but I have people all over the country who are rallying to put me into Congress, right? So this is going to be not just a local race in Florida for the people of District 21, who I can't wait to represent, but also just for the people of this country who are sick and tired of the loudest voices in Congress being these radical leftist women in the squad, or the Hamas caucus, as I like to call them, right?
Let me hear about the district. It's Florida District 21, which I believe is a strong Democrat district. You say it's winnable. Why do you say it's winnable?
It's D+9. It used to be a purely Republican district. You know, Alan West was the representative in this district at one time before it was gerrymandered. But it's only D+9. There's over 150,000 NPAs, no party affiliations. There's a large Jewish population as well. And you and I both know, you know, you're a fellow Jew. I mean, I don't know how any Democrat could vote.
You mean how any Jew could vote Democrat,
right? Jewish person who is a member of the Democrat Party could continue voting Democrat. I mean, look, the Democrat Party, they have really gone off the deep end when it comes to this anti-Semitism issue. They are completely anti-Israel. Okay, you have Democrat members of Congress who are Jews, like Lois Frankel, the woman I'm running against, who refuse to condemn Omar and refuse to condemn Rashida Tlaib, who I'm suing, by the way, for assault and battery.
Oh, that's right.
They just don't want to say anything. They just don't want to do anything. And we can't allow it to happen. You know, when we said never again, we made a promise to the world. We made a promise to the Jewish people that we would never allow anti-Semitism to happen to the point where we would have another Holocaust. And that was less than 80 years ago, Wayne. And honestly, there's rising levels of anti-Semitism around the world and in this country that have never been seen since the time of the Holocaust. And a lot of it is coming from the halls of Congress. It's unacceptable, must be stopped. And I'm going to stop it when I'm in Congress.
You know what the funniest thing is? So a guy like me, a Jewish Republican, steps up and tells the world what I did last week, that Trump is the greatest. American Jews are crazy if they don't vote for him, because he's the most popular guy in the history of Israel, and he's the best president for the Jewish people in history. And who attacked me? all Jewish people attacked me. I got so many emails from Jews, liberal Jews, saying, look what you've done. You're making the whole world hate us. What? So let me get this straight. You've got Rashida Tlaib, and you've got Ilhan Omar, you've got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who lead this incredibly hateful, Jew-hating, anti-Semite-hating Democrat party. You've all chosen to say nothing. You think it's that doesn't lead to hatred around the world. It's only me celebrating Trump and Israel and our great friendship that leads to hate. It's the most absurd. Speaking of conspiracy theorists, that's the craziest conspiracy theory I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, look, I mean, it is very shameful. You know, it's sad. It is really sad that most Jews in this country are voting for the Democrat Party. But there's an issue with education, Wayne. You see, the mainstream media lies. Donald Trump is the most pro-Jewish, pro-Israel president we have ever had. Okay,
well, he is basically... Listen, he is a Jew. He's an Orthodox Jewish grandfather.
Yeah, I mean, his grandkids are Jewish, right? Yet they call him a Nazi, just like they call me a Nazi, and I'm a Zionist, right? So,
and I'm sure they're calling me a Nazi.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's just hilarious. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But the media is filled with liars and frauds
who
perpetrate fake news, you know? So that's the issue we're dealing with. Hey, when we get back, we'll have more with Laura. I want to talk about her lawsuit with Rashida Tlaib. I want to find out what that's about, what she did to you. She charged her with assaulting her. And I want to talk about your lawsuit against Facebook. So when we get back, more with Laura Loomer, who hopefully, fingers crossed, prayers, is the next United States Congresswoman. Can you imagine liberals heads will explode if Laura Loomer becomes a congresswoman representing Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago district in Florida. They'll lose their minds. Can you imagine Laura showing up in Congress? Oh, my gosh. Wayne Allery of Warnow, we can only hope and pray. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
If you suck and they will hear you.
Oh, no.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, coming up, of course, in hour number three, starting in about 7.5 minutes, is Newsmax TV. Check us out. If you don't have us on DirecTV or Dish TV or on cable like Comcast Xfinity, many cable systems all over the United States carry us. But if you don't have us, just go to NewsmaxTV.com, NewsmaxTV.com, and you can watch us on your computer, on your laptop, or get the Newsmax app. It's free. You can watch us on your iPhone or your cell phone of all kinds. Check us out. And sponsor this segment of USA Radio is Trump Art. It is a beautiful piece of art available only to my listeners, a limited edition art piece of President Trump, numbered and signed by the artist and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, because it's the one and only war edition. I have it proudly displayed in my home. It's stunning. It features amazing actually my home and my radio studio. It's stunning. It features amazing colors, patriotic red, white, and blue American flag behind Trump, and 22 karat gold foil electrifying Trump's hair. Every piece is hand-embellished by the artist, making each piece unique and an instant classic. Created by world-renowned Vegas artist Mark Rems, it captures the power and presence of President Trump, and it sells for a dramatic discount only to my fans and listeners. Just like President Trump, I've negotiated a great deal for you. Call it The Art of the Deal by Wayne Allen Root. It'll make you smile every time you see it. It'll be the conversation piece of the year at your home or office. Showcase your support for President Trump, or give it as the greatest gift ever to the Trump super fan in your life. It's not too soon to get a great Christmas gift they will never forget. It's the Trump War Edition, signed and numbered. Get yours now. Call 833-TRUMP-55. That's 833-TOLL-FREE-TRUMP-55. Or go to WayneRootArt.com. WayneRootArt.com. No, I'm not the owner of this. It's not my gallery. It's not my studio. But they got that name, so all of you would easily remember it while you're driving. WayneRootArt.com or 833-TRUMP-55. And by the way, if you want to know what the art looks like, just go to the website, Wayne Root Art, and there's the Trump painting, and you get to see what it looks like. So check it out, WayneRootArt.com. We're back with my guest, Laura Loomer, who's a Jewish conservative investigative journalist and hopefully a future... I think it would be great. I think Congress will lose their minds when you show up. LauraLoomer.us, but more importantly, it's LauraLoomerForCongress.com. LauraLoomerForCongress.com. Laura, what would the first day be like as you show up at the United States House of Representatives?
Well, it'd be interesting. You know, the liberal media would lose their mind the same way that they had meltdowns when President Donald Trump was elected. Because, you know, it's one of the reasons why I admire Donald Trump so much is because, you know, I'm very similar in the sense that you look at President Donald Trump's presidential race, right? And so many people underestimated him. I didn't. I was with him from the get-go. You know, I was.
Well, you know, I didn't.
Hillary. I was undercover in the Hillary Clinton campaign working for Project Veritas exposing Hillary Clinton. And, you know, I was at President Donald Trump's, you know, victory party the night that he beat Hillary Clinton. So I was there from day one, always been a loyal Trump supporter. And, you know, that's what they do to me. They underestimate me, right? They say I'm a conspiracy theorist, the same thing they say about you. They lie about me. You know, the fake news media is already lying, saying I don't live in the district when I've lived here for over a year and a half. You know, I live in the district I'm running in. I live 10 minutes away from Mar-a-Lago. You know, I live here. So it's going to be great. And I hope that my office is right next door to Ilhan Omar's because Ilhan Omar, for far too long, has been making a disgrace, right, of Congress. The way that she spews hatred to Israel, hatred for Jews, hatred for America, hatred for white people. I mean, is there anything that this woman doesn't hate? Besides Muslims? I mean, really, what does she not hate? She seems to hate everything about this country.
It's strange. So tell us why you're in a lawsuit with her. I understand. Or is it for Rashida Tlaib you're in a lawsuit with? I'm confused. Which one is it? To me, they're interchangeable, by the way.
Right. So, well, they're both involved in this, actually. So as you recall, I'm actually suing. I just filed a lawsuit 2 days ago against Rashida Tlaib for assault and battery. Because if you recall, you know, prior to running for Congress, what I became known for is my Loomer videos, where I would show up and I would confront and expose radical left-leaning politicians and jihadist candidates. And I was actually investigating Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib before anybody knew who they were, right? So the story about her marrying her brother, using her campaign funds to pay for her divorce from her brother, her hatred of Jews and Israel and ties to terrorist organizations, I already reported on that over a year ago, Wayne. You know, and you know, you follow my report.
And
the media said it was a lie. They said it was unfounded. They accused me of being anti-Muslim for asking Ilhan Omar why she married her brother and why she hates Jews. And now it's all mainstream. They called it a conspiracy theorist. You know, can you believe it? And so at this event where she was, it was a joint event in Minneapolis with Rashida Tlaib. And I asked Rashida Tlaib why, you know, she hates Israel and Jews and whether she's going to recognize and represent her Jewish constituents and whether she would condemn Hamas. And she got so angry with me, I think also because I'm Jewish, that she physically attacked me. So I'm suing her. It's all on video. You can see it for yourself.
And you're also, and we only have seconds here, but you're also suing Facebook for $3 billion. Is that correct?
Yes, for defamation. And I'm suing Twitter, Google, Apple, you know, all of them. So you can support my lawsuit, but most importantly, go to LauraLoomerForCongress.com, sign up to volunteer and get my emails and donate today.
I just can't wait to see the first day that Laura Loomer shows up at the U.S. Congress and walks down the hall and sees Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. That is worth its weight in gold. We'll have her on the show on a regular basis. Let's hope she wins the primary. We'll boost her as much as we can because I think everyone who listens to this show would love to see that. Laura, I hope you're a future congresswoman. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, Newsmax TV, up now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.